Bob?
Yeah?
Are you afraid of death?
Yeah.
Me too. And there's no way out of it. You're going to die. I'm going to die. It's going to happen. And what difference does it make if it's tomorrow or 80 years? Much sooner in your case. Do you know how fast time goes? I was 6, like yesterday.
Me too.
I'm going to die. You are going to die. What else is there to be afraid of?
Transmission started.
And now it's time for Fleshing It In.
Hello and welcome to episode 1 of Fleshing It In with John Stenning. That is me, your third-person narrator, John Stenning. Now, I know what most, if not all, of you are thinking. Wow, John, I think it's just a great idea that you are starting yet another podcast. Especially because we all know that there aren't enough podcasts in the world hosted by white cisgendered males who think their opinion matters. And on top of that, if there's anything we need more than white cisgendered male hosting podcasts, it's just content in general. The world is simply lacking content. And who better to provide us during this famine than you, John Stenning? So, I appreciate you guys thinking that. And I appreciate everyone who reached out to me and told me those words exactly. So I decided to go with what all of you are saying, and I started another podcast. But you know that. Because you are currently listening to that podcast. Now, for those of you who haven't tuned out yet, that's you who's still listening right now, this podcast is going to be about something that we all have to deal with, and that is the plight, as humans, to deal with these fleshy, sometimes rubbery carcasses we call our bodies. And yeah, I guess that does sound a bit dramatic. I think maybe I was in a dramatic mood when I wrote that. But, you know, I'm trying to make it feel a little conversational. That's how Mark Maron or Bill Burr would do it, you know? And this is obviously, I'm obviously number 3 on that list of podcasters. I've had more than one podcast before, guys. Okay? I know how to use Podomatic and Podbean. And, I mean, if you don't even know what that is, that's fine. It's a bit out of your league. But that's, I digress. That's something people say. I digress. I want to talk about how we deal with the fact that we have been slowly dying since the day we were born, and how we as humans, and more importantly as individuals, deal with this fact. I have very mixed feelings when it comes to death. I want to die just about every day, but at the same time, I have sort of like a new outlook on life. I recently lost a good amount of weight. And at a risk of sounding like a broken record, deep down, I think I would like to be part of the, you know, the generation that lives to be 200 years old, wherever the hell that number is. You know, you always, there's a lot of, the first person who's going to live to be 200 has already been born. Well, I secretly, I guess not so secretly anymore, hope to be that person. And we have to assume that life expectancy will continue to grow if we survive this next presidency. But, yeah, there's a really quick low Trump blow there, I guess. I wonder if you can hear that traffic that I can hear. Unfortunately, this isn't a sound stage that I'm recording this in. Unfortunately. I do hope to sign the lease on that the 10,000 square foot sound stage, but I had to get this content out before I sign that lease, you know. I don't know. You know, it's a content-driven society. I'm a content-driven and content-minded person. And I think I've said content enough times to be sponsored by content. I digress. Back to that. That's a callback. We call that a callback in comedy. I digress. So for this first episode, we're going to reflect on the dreaded year that was 2016 or 2016. It's a cooler way to say it. For a little bit, we're going to reflect on that year and specifically all of the celebrity deaths that made that year so infamous. So I reached out to a bunch of clever and funny people I have met over the years. We're going to hear from some of my childhood friends, some of my comedy friends, some of my trusty work friends, colleagues. I think you call those colleagues, some acquaintances, some people that I don't really know that well, but I just respect their opinions and I respect their outlooks on life. And they're going to tell us which celebrity deaths of 2016 affected them the most. So let's hear from some of those fine people who sent in their submissions. And if any of you guys are listening, thank you guys so much for doing this. I reached out to a good amount of people. And a surprising percentage of you people got back to me, and I really appreciate that, whether or not you actually did some... listen, I don't know why I'm doing this. I already thanked these people. I guess I'm trying to make it sound like I'm empathetic, which I'm not. So let's hear from those people.
Hey, this is Mike Holmes. And although whenever a celebrity dies, taking a little piece of us with them, leaving us as crumbling husks of the people we once were just a day before. I think the one that hurt me the most in 2016 had to be David Bowie. Him kicking the bucket just 2 weeks in really set the tone for the magical year we all got to have.
Hey John, this is Zach. I'm recording this while taking my morning poop because it's really the only place that I can get any quiet at home, so I just wanted to respond to your request for the podcast. When I think about 2016, the celebrity death that affected me the most, you know, it was a tough year all around. Of course, Bowie and Prince and all that stuff was really tough. But I would say the biggest one that impacted me from my childhood was China, WWE superstar. I was a big China fan, loved her and X-Pac together, you know, loved wrestling when we were growing up. She was a champ. So I was really bummed when that one came across. It was a tough day.
Hey, Stenning, it's Jimmy Calloway, just calling you to celebrate death in 2016. I think the celebrity death that affected me the most this year was Gary Shandling. I've been a big fan of Shandling since I was a little boy. And he was a very early comedic influence, and I'm sure that's kind of hack of me, but that fits the profile. Because Shandling was the only celebrity death that I cried about. So I think that would be the most effective one. And then I did cry about another celebrity death, which I don't know how much of a celebrity, but there's a cartoonist named Duck Edwing, and he used to draw for Mad Magazine, I think right up until the end, in fact. And I met him and his wife when I was like 15 at Comic-Con in San Diego. And I remember saying like something to him like, oh, I've been reading Mad Magazine since I was 10. Like, that was such a big deal. But he acted like it was a big deal. And he's like, oh, did you hear that? You know, to his wife. And he drew me a sketch. And it was when he died just right before the new year. And when I heard that, I hadn't thought of that story in years. And that got me choked up. You know, so basically guys who were nice to me as a kid. Even though I never met Gary Shandling, he was still pretty nice to me.
Hey, John, it's Jeffrey.
Now, I know this submission kind of sounds like it was recorded, like, on a freeway, under a freeway, in a car, near a freeway, airport, tarmac, some sort of loud, lousy, noisy place, but it was such a heartfelt submission that I decided to leave it in, so just, I apologize for the noise, but please, just keep this dear to your heart.
It's a tough year for celebrity losses. The celebrity I'm probably the most upset to lose would be Fidel Castro. He may have been a cornerstone in the Cuban cigar black market, which I have no vested interests in the black market for Cuban cigars, but it's a cool black market, And I don't think people should interfere with it. Yeah.
This is Breonna Taylor, and the celebrity who passed away in 2016 that affected me the most would have to be Anton Yelchin. He was so young, and he passed so horrifically and tragically that it was just a big shock, and I had been a fan of his for, you know, over 10 years, and just always enjoyed his performances, so it was just very sad.
Hello, my name is Ryan, and the celebrity death that affected me the most in 2016 was Anton Yelchin. He's one of my favorite young actors. He made a lot of great choices. His career was in really good movies, was always really good in them. And for him to die so suddenly and tragically by being pinned between his Jeep and a wall at his house definitely affected me the most.
My name is Derek Santos. The celebrity death that affected me most this year is probably Muhammad Ali, because he's one of the greatest athletes and entertainers and transcends the, I guess, sport of boxing.
Hey, this is Steven Simonelli, and from 2016, David Bowie's death was the one that affected me the most.
Hey, John, it's Buck. The celebrity that most affected me that died in 2016 was George Martin, the producer for the Beatles. Not even close. I guess if I had to pick a second, it would be Arnold Palmer because of all the delicious time spent drinking his beverages.
Hi, John. Calling in for your podcast. This is Justin Cairns. The celebrity death from 2016 that affected me the most, I feel like there's some obvious ones, you know, Carrie Fisher or the guy who played R2-D2. Those are, you know, Star Wars. That's childhood. But I feel like a lot of people are going to say those. You also have prog rock legends from ELP. Two-thirds of ELP died. But I think the number one death that affected me was Arnold Palmer. The man was a drink mogul, a golf hobbyist, and that's a real bummer to lose somebody who did so much for the beverage industry.
Hi, my name is Brian Faust, and we're talking about celebrity deaths. And, you know, for me, 2016, as devastating as it was, so many bright stars got extinguished, but none more tragic than disgraced former Toronto Mayor Rob Ford. I mean, that man, I just thought he had the constitution to just outlive us all. I mean, every week he was doing something new, some new scandal, some new drug addiction. It was just a joy to watch him operate. And when, you know, God or the devil or karma, whatever you want, took him from us, I think we all lost.
Hi, Stenning. It's Jarvis. I'm here to answer your questions. So I got to say, number one, the death that affected me most in 2016 had to be Prince. Not only because we lost such an immense talent, but because of how out of the blue his death was. It was kind of crazy. I don't think anybody was expecting it. And, you know, Purple Rain is one of the best movies ever.
Hi, this is Emily Allen, and the celebrity death that affected me most in 2016, it was pretty close between Prince and George Michael, but Prince probably hit me harder just because I had karaoke'd his song Kiss like the night before he died, and my friend yelled at me and told me I had stolen his essence. So, yeah, that was pretty big loss.
Hey, what's up? This is Miles, and the celebrity death that affected me the most in 2016, I gotta say it was Carrie. I know it's an easy one, but Carrie Fisher. A lot of people said that Carrie Fisher was the person that exposed them to their own sexuality. I, like the rest of you, was born gay, and I remember seeing Carrie Fisher and thinking, okay, maybe not. Maybe there's something else going on here. So Carrie Fisher, RIP, biggest death of 2016 in my world.
Hi, I'm Jamie Gamblin, and I think the celebrity death from this past year that affected me the most was Gene Wilder, because he was just so clever and ridiculous, and watching him on Young Frankenstein growing up was goddamn magical. Also, he was a pretty good author. I don't think many people know about that, but it's a lovely part of him, too.
Hey, this is Dave. As far as celebrity deaths go, in 2016, there were a lot that affected me, like Prince, David Bowie, Carrie Fisher, Gene Wilder, but I think, honestly, the one that affected me most was Fife Dog from A Tribe Called Quest, because I'm a creative person, and I feel like I have a lot of creativity to use. He's only a year and a half older than me, and he's dead. He's done way more than I'm ever going to do in my entire life, so that just kind of put the feeling of mortality in me, and like I'll never accomplish all the stuff that I want to. Plus, Tribe Called Quest was amazing, so it sucks that he died.
Johnny! Nick calling West Coast time, bud. Listen, biggest celebrity death of 2016, I think you'll agree, is the band Ghost for letting a cunt in their fucking band. Are you fucking kidding me?
My name's Tim Dennison, and I think the celebrity death that affected me the most would be Rob Ford, mayor of Toronto, also known as the best mayor of the world.
Hey, this is Raul. I think the celebrity death of 2016 that affected me the most was one of the first ones, Alan Rickman. Because, like, I don't know, it was really abrupt. And I think, like, there's so many more roles he could have done that would have been badass. I don't know, he just died. It was weird.
I know now why you cry. But it's something I can never do.
So thanks again to everyone who sent those in. We will be hearing from them again in just a minute, so I hope you memorized everyone's names and their corresponding voices. For our next segment, we're going to talk about the year that is currently upon us, 2017, and which celebrities we think might die this year. That's right, folks, I made a Deadpool. And on top of that, I also asked our volunteers which close or not so close to death celebrities they think will beat all of the odds and survive until 2018. So let's hear what they all have to say about that.
My celebrity death prediction for 2017 is going to be Tupac Shakur. We all know he's been living quite a life hopping island to island, but this is the year that's finally going to get him. He's going to die, I believe, from complications of type 2 diabetes. And my celebrity life prediction for 2017 is going to be William Shatner. I do not think this is the year William Shatner gets pulled into the other side. I think whatever concoction of green vegetables and mother's milk he's been chugging on is going to keep him going well into 2018. But what do I know?
When I look at 2017 and what's to come, unfortunately, you know, I saw Westworld. Anthony Hopkins doesn't look that great. I'm a little nervous about him. And I'd be really bummed if he died, but it's in the forecast, I feel like, a little bit. And in terms of who I think is going to defy all odds, you know, I got to go with, I know it's an obvious choice, but I got to go with Keith Richards. I mean, that guy is the everlasting gobstopper of humans. I think that he will undoubtedly survive another year. All right, man. See you later.
I think the first celebrity death of 2017, I'm going to go ahead and say, I think it's going to be Corey Feldman. I think he's been hanging on for far too long, and you know, he got a lot of publicity out of that god-awful Good Morning America spot, so I wouldn't be surprised if he dies, you know, to get some more headlines. I don't think it'll be drugs or anything. I think it'll be something like he's, you know, gonna try skydiving for the very first time. It's not gonna go well. I hope I'm wrong. I've always been a fan of his since the Goonies. And then who I think will beat the odds in 2017 is another sort of a tie, but I think Brooks and Reiner are probably going to bury all of us. Mel Brooks and Carl Reiner both. And again, I hope that's the case. I'd hate to see either of them bite the big one, but I guess if they do, it wouldn't be a huge surprise. But those guys have got real longevity in more than one way, so I think they're gonna bury us all. That's it. So, All right, here's to my own celebrity death in 2017. Bye, John.
I think the next celebrity to go, following Castro, probably gonna be, the Marlboro Man, or, really anyone who tries getting in the way of the black market for Cuban cigars, which is just, a fine market that ought to be maintained. It's just a personal sort of ethic of mine. I don't stand to gain anything, but, yeah. And I guess, the celebrity who, I think is gonna pull through and, survive 2017, Fidel Castro. He certainly made it seem like that's not gonna be the case, but, you know, Barack Obama once told me, that hope is important, and I'm gonna hold on to that for old, Cassie. That's what I call Castro. Anyway, love you, bye.
The first celebrity that I think will die in 2017, which, excuse me, I hate to say out loud because I feel as though I'm going to jinx her, but I'm going to say Angela Lansbury. I'm knocking on wood right now because I really don't want that to be so. And I think that the person who's going to defy all odds, once again, is going to be Betty White. I think she is in it to win it and hoping that she hits 100. But that's about it. All right, thanks.
In 2017, I think the first celebrity to die will be Don Rickles. He's still so active in the comedy community and so beloved in Hollywood. I think it's going to happen suddenly, and I think it's going to have a big effect on a lot of people. I think the celebrity that will defy all odds and make it through 2017 is Stan Lee. I think people have been saying they're kind of waiting for him to die for a while now, and I just have a feeling he's going to be in a lot more movies, going to get a lot more cameos out of him, and he'll make it for at least the next, like, few years. Thanks.
The one celebrity that I hope dies in 2017 would probably be Paul McCartney, because all of the songs that he wrote for the Beatles are terrible, and I'd rather listen to children bang on pots and pans. The celebrity that I hope makes it through 2017 is probably, I guess, maybe Stan Lee, because I don't know, he's got to, because he's a superhero. Okay, bye.
The first celebrity I think will die in 2017, and I'm not happy about it, but I think it's Toni Braxton. And I think, against all odds, and despite no reason to live, Kid Rock surprises us all and makes it through the year.
First celebrity to die in 2017, probably George H.W. Bush. I think he's getting up and everyone forgets about him. And who's going to survive? I would say Trump is going to survive. Against all odds.
Celebrity I picked to die first in 2017. To die first, I have no idea, but Steve Howe from Yes, he's a guitar player, he looks like he's a skeleton, so he's probably going to die this year, maybe. And then guy who's going to live on forever, Keith Richards, will just keep living. He'll just keep going forever, and it will make Wayne's World, whatever, I think it's 2, where that line is about Keith Richards, will just keep getting funnier and funnier. Have a great day.
My celebrity pick to die first in 2017 is going to be Mick Jagger, and that's going to be followed very quickly by the rest of the members. Keith Richards will be the one who defies all odds and survives through 2017, not because of anything fair or just. It's just he was really high when he did it, but he sold his soul to the devil back in 82 to live to be 150. And so now he's going to be faced with a real Groundhog Day situation where he's just trying to kill himself, and he just can't. Just copious amounts of narcotics and AIDS-riddled women, and to no avail. And that is my pick for Celebrity Deaths 2017. All right, John, thanks for including me. Good luck.
As for someone who's going to die in 2017, I got to say Queen Elizabeth. I don't think she's getting out of this year. I'm gonna put my money on her. And someone who's going to pull through, I'm going to say Kirk Douglas. The dude just turned like 99, and he's like doing better than ever. But I think he's going to live another year. Yeah, so those are my picks. If I missed anything, let me know. Call me back or send me a text. All right, later.
My celebrity death prediction for the first one in 2017, coming out of nowhere. No one's going to want to hear this, but Ms. Britney Spears, I'm worried about her. And the elderly celebrity who I think is going to surprise everybody and make it through 2017 is, as always, Mr. Keith Richards. I'm sure that's everybody's choice, but I believe that man can't die. So I hope he doesn't this year either. Thank you. Happy New Year.
The next person I think most likely to die, really anybody from Jackass who's left, I think that they're at that window now where they've not been famous long enough, but they're also getting old now, where I feel like they're just going to keep living. Somebody from that group, you know, Bam Margera, that's the guy's name. He was always a bully, very mean-spirited humor the whole time. I never liked him. And he's going to do some bully thing. He's going to probably do a bunch of cocaine, which is a classic alpha jerk drug. He's an overdose because he's probably in his 40s or maybe even 50s now. I'm not sure. The celebrity, I think, despite all odds, will keep living is Bill Cosby. I think he's just too fueled by everybody else's hatred. You know, it's like a Nike commercial where he just, you know, keeps going. What motivates you, Bill? Oh, you know, just all the haters. Everybody thinks I raped a bunch of women, you know. Keeps me going. So I would say that is my my three. Thank you guys so much. Goodbye.
I feel like this will make some people very upset, and I hate to say it, but I'm thinking that the first celebrity death of this year is going to be Harrison Ford. If nothing else, because it was so sad that she died, so depressing that she died, that, you know, he's going to go with her mother's route. Ugh, I'm sorry. Betty White is going to live forever. Do you understand me? Like, she's the dog that you have that you don't understand why it's still alive, but a lovely older lady instead. You know, like Poppins from It's Always Sunny. Yeah, she's going to live forever. She's going to survive this year. I believe in her.
I've got money on Richard Simmons dying first in 2017. Seems like he's in pretty bad shape. You know who's never going to die, though? William Shatner. Spock is gone, but nothing is going to be able to take Kirk out. Adios.
Also, Joey Irvin is going to die this year. And an old celebrity that'll survive 2017... Patrick Stewart, you know, he's my brother's neighbor and shit. Peace, bud. Love you.
I think that Steven Seagal is going to be the first celebrity to die this year. And I think that Charlie Sheen is going to defy all odds and live out this year and forever because he can beat AIDS.
The celebrity I picked to die first in 2017 is Clint Eastwood. He looks old and fragile. And I think he's kind of like due to die anytime now. And one celebrity that I think will defy all odds and survive 2017 is Patrick Stewart. It is like almost 80, but he looks the same. Like, he looks exactly the same in the last 20 years, and I think he's going to probably survive it all. He'll probably outlive me, most likely. All right, that's it for me. Bye.
Thanks again, everyone, for doing that. My personal pick for celebrity death in 2017 is Tim Curry, and to beat all of the odds and survive at least until 2018 is Dick Van Dyke. But let's be honest, we all know, or at least I do, that that man will be tripping over ottomans until long after we are all dead. So now we have a community Deadpool on our hands. If anyone listed by our volunteers dies, I will reach out to them and reward them for their great predictions. And I hope to have everyone who called in back as an actual guest, so we can talk about their picks a little bit more in depth, as well as how they feel about life and death in general. That is, as long as one of them doesn't die, or I don't die. That's the thing. Death is inevitable. It's not a question of if, but of when. So that is what this show will be about. Death, and how to embrace it, and potentially prolong our lives, if you're into that sort of thing. I want to talk about health consciousness, weight loss, motivation, discipline, dealing with things like body dysmorphia. Personally, I mentioned it earlier, but I did lose a good amount of weight recently. I lost 75 pounds, but I still look at myself in the mirror and think that I'm a gross fat fuck. And I know that there's something psychologically wrong with me, because obviously the scale doesn't lie, folks. Someone said that before. The scale don't lie. And people will tell me, oh, you look good, but I don't trust anyone. I don't trust myself. I don't even trust my own reflection. I guess when it comes down to it, I want a stranger to walk by me on the street, and I want to overhear them describe me as gaunt. If someone that I don't know randomly describes me as gaunt, and they didn't even think that I was listening, maybe then I will convince myself that I don't look like Slimer. This has been episode one of Fleshing It In. I have been and will continue to be John Stenning. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a chance, please rate and subscribe to the show on whatever platform you decide to listen to this on. Thanks again, and Godspeed.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears. Time to die.
Done a man's job, sir. I guess you're through, huh?